Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is my favorite news topic to talk about? That would be environmental issues for sure. Why? Because the environment is like the most important thing to me.
There is unrest. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted. Now, three big things.
Three.
Congress returning after July 4th break with health care still on the table.
Two.
More than 40 wildfires blazing in western U.S.
One.
Man critically injured in South Wichita shooting. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic accident slowing things down northbound on I-235 approaching Broadway. Pretty close to the north junction there. Watch for that traffic slowdown. Traffic update on KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 97 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 74. Tuesday, sunny, breezy, and hot. Tomorrow's high 99. Now partly cloudy. We have a south wind at 15 miles per hour. 75 degrees with Steve and Ted on KNSS at 8:47 here on a Monday morning, July 10th. A grandmother is accused of driving off with a baby strapped in a car seat and dangling from the rear door. The baby's mother says she was going to give her mother a ride home and place the baby in her safety seat before the 64-year-old woman got into the driver's seat and sped off. The mother was dragged by the car while she held on to the car seat.
That's not good.
Santa Fe, New Mexico police say bystanders were able to block the grandmother's path to keep her from driving away. The baby was not hurt, but the mother suffered minor injuries. As for grandma, police say her blood alcohol level was more than twice the legal limit.
Bad granny.
She's charged with child abuse, reckless driving, and aggravated drunk driving.
Mm.
You know, sometimes
Come on,
you feel
lady.
Like toddlers and little babies in America. You don't want strangers doing bad things from them, but sometimes it's the people closest to them that are the toughest on them. All right, Baskin-Robbins announcing it's going to start delivering right to your door. Maybe not to your door, but some people's doors. Baskin-Robbins teaming up with the delivery service DoorDash to deliver ice cream in 22 cities across the United States.
Highly concentrated urban area, I would imagine.
Yes, all you have to do is use DoorDash's app or website and order ice cream the way you'd order anything else.
Right.
Keep in mind that you will have to pay a delivery fee starting at $2.99,
which is
on top of the cost of your ice cream.
Which is, yeah, more than the the sundae cost.
And I hope that hope it doesn't melt on the way.
And then you got to tip the driver. And then there's probably some kind of app fee to go along with. Before long,
that ice cream cone
you're getting a mint chocolate chip shape for $11.80.
Well, are you a Republican from Connecticut paying for your meal with a credit card? Then you're probably a great tipper, according to a new report from creditcards.com. The credit card information website teamed up with researchers from Princeton and surveyed hundreds of adults across the U.S. Their study indicates that the best tippers are men, Republicans from the Northeast, and customers paying with a credit or debit card. These groups generally tip a median of 20% when dining at a restaurant.
Well, there aren't many Republicans in the Northeast, so...
Study indicated that women, Democrats, Southerners, and those paying in cash leave a 15 to 16% tip on average. Tipping etiquette can spark hot debate. The etiquette experts at the Emily Post Institute recommending diners tip at least 15 to 20% pre-tax at a sit-down restaurant. Of course, our longtime friend, a former sports anchorman, Jim Kobe, whenever we dine with him, he's always quick to caution the waitress that I'm not a good tipper.
Yeah.
He would give
the server a heads up on that.
Yeah. And sure enough, I'd get bad service just because of Jim. You know, I think 3 or 4% is plenty, don't you? Really? Well, I don't have a lot of money like big NBA stars like James Harden. I don't even know who this guy is. James Harden.
Sometimes those rich guys are the worst tippers of all.
he signed the richest contract extension in NBA history, a designated player veteran extension with Houston,
whatever,
worth $170 million over 4 years.
Oh, my God.
This to throw a ball in a ring.
Wow.
Harden's current deal runs out in the summer of 2019, so this deal will run through the 2023 season when Harden will be 33 years old. Between now and the end of his new extension, Harden is due a whopping $228 million. And I understand the Houston team has great health care as well and a good 401k, right? Winning the lottery once is incredible. Never done it. Winning it twice is unthinkable. Never done it. But winning it twice in 1 week? According to a June news release from the California Lottery, 19-year-old Rosa Dominguez purchased two $5 tickets within the span of a week, and both tickets turned out to be winners.
They both hit?
Dominguez was driving back from Arizona when she decided to buy a Power Fives ticket at a gas station.
I need her phone number.
In San Luis Obispo County. She then scratched the ticket, discovered she had won the top prize of $555,555.
Whoa.
That's six fives right there. A few days later, Dominguez bought a lucky fortune scratcher at a gas station in Greenfield that ended up being worth $100,000.
They were both six-figure winners. Wow.
We need to go to Vegas with this young woman
because she
seems to be very, lucky, very lucky.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Almost as lucky as my wife when she met me. It's 8:52 now, Steve and Ted, and it looks like the big energy merger may be on.
You won the lottery on that one.
Yeah. Here's Editor Bill Roy from the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
I'm just not sure about that. Anyway, we'll go ahead. Beechcraft and Embraer about to lock horns again. They competed against each other for providing a light attack aircraft for use in Afghanistan. Now Embraer is trying to take a patriotic tone to its pitch to the United States Air Force. The Wichita-made Scorpion is competing with Embraer's Super Tucano for close air support missions. The Air Force is expected to decide on the aircraft it wants later this year. People who live in the Wichita area, zip code 67230, are the wealthiest in the metro area, with or without the lottery. We crunched the numbers and saw that the area between 21st Street North and Pawnee and between 127th Street East and the Butler County line is the most affluent in the Wichita area. Developers say people are relocating to that area from other parts of the metro, and people new to the area are moving there. And the Wolf Creek Nuclear Power Plant was among many U.S. power plants targeted by hackers. The New York Times reports that security consultants, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI say energy facilities and manufacturing operations in the United States and other nations were targets. Wolf Creek officials say the hacks had no operational impact. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And Bill, that Westar Energy Great Plains deal is back on, right?
It is back on. It was denied in April by the Kansas Corporation Commission. Now the two companies say they have reworked their deal. Hopefully it is amenable to the regulators.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to talk about it a little bit later on this morning, the two CEOs in Topeka. And that deal's going to go forward.
You know, the most,
they're going to give it another try.
The most prosperous zip code, you know, I only live about, I would say, 17 miles from there.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm getting close.
So close.
Yeah. Hey, today is National Pina Colada Day.
Oh, boy.
Pina Colada in Spanish means strained pineapple.
Mm.
Makes perfect sense. A traditional recipe calls for pineapple juice, light rum, and coconut cream poured over crushed ice. Of course, in your case, you'll leave out the crushed ice, the coconut cream, and the pineapple. But
just go straight to the rum.
National Pina Colada Day. Thank you, as always, for being with us. Good to have you back, sir. Nice to have you with us, Bill.
Good breakfast.
Yeah.
Have one of those right now.
KNSS News at 9. More than 40 wildfires across the western U.S. That story coming up at 9. Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.